Welcome inside today's pregame interview as the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders get set to take on the Kalamazoo Growlers in the first of two games at Hare Baker Field. I'm Javik Blake alongside today's pregame interview out of the University of Georgia, Davis Rokos. Davis, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Back to a starting role. You started last night for the Dock Spiders, second start you've made on the year after not making a start at all this past spring at UGA, but you made five starts last summer. What's it like getting back into the starting role?
Back in high school, I was a starter, and I got to the college role, and I turned into more of a spot relief guy, and I settled into that a little bit, but it was very nice to get back in the summer and start making starts again, because that's what I wanted to do. Then this past season, again, I was a spot reliever, got some innings there, and in our exit meeting, we talked about how he wanted me to start starting again and get back up to like work my arm up to throw six or seven innings in a game. So I enjoy it a lot. I enjoy pitching for extended periods of time. Just do the best that I to help the team, basically.
What makes it fun being in the starting role?
Just the ability to feel out a game, just work on everything. Because coming in just to face a lefty, maybe to get an out, I don't get to throw all my pitches. I don't get to really have control over the game, which I really like to do.
Three shutout innings yesterday. How important is that for your confidence as a starting pitcher for going out and pretty much having a dominant outing?
It was great for my confidence because my first start this summer did not go as planned, not very good. So I think that's kind of a turning point for me to gain some confidence and know that next time I go out, I can go three, four, five innings and go from there.
It's a little bit of a special time for you to be with the Dock Spiders. Your teammate here is Kite McDonald. Both of you guys were teammates back at Mississippi State during your freshman year. What's it like to play with Kite again?
Yeah, so me and Kite actually played my freshman and sophomore year. We were basically best friends from the start. My freshman year got cut off short because of COVID, but second year, we didn't travel all that much, and so we actually became golfing buddies, and would play just about every weekend that we didn't travel. So he's actually the reason that I'm here, because I wasn't planning on playing summer ball, but he reached out, said we needed some more arms, and so that's basically how I ended up here.
Who's the better golfer, you or Kite?
Me, 100%, and he will tell you that I'm better too.
But around Starkville, where are you playing golf in Starkville, Mississippi?
So there's the school course, which is actually really good. Then there's probably three or four courses within 25 minutes, so nothing's bad at all.
You played for Team USA during your high school career. Not only that, you also got invited to the Perfect Game National Showcase, which are two areas where the best of the best in your high school class go to play. What was that experience like?
For the Team USA thing, it was just an incredible experience. I actually got to go with my soon-to-be freshman roommate, Logan Tanner. So it was kind of a bonding experience for me and him to get more to know each other. And then just to be around all those guys was incredible. The majority of the guys are in pro ball right now. If not, they're killing it in college. So I use them as outlets to just talk about baseball and just to have connections for all that time.
You talk about a couple guys in the bigs. There are a couple of big ones. Bobby Witt Jr., CJ Abrams, Corbin Carroll, all in your class. What was it like to be able to interact with them at those events?
So Corbin Carroll was actually my neighbor, my host family's neighbor, and so I got to spend a good bit of time with him. And CJ Abrams, I played with him basically my whole life. He grew up about 10-15 minutes from me, and so we've always, you know, played against each other, but he's just a fantastic player. And then Bobby Witt is one of the best defenders I've ever seen in my life, and just the nicest kid ever. So just all those connections, all those friends that I made over that time was incredible.
You also played for Team USA. How special is it to walk onto the field wearing the stars and stripes across your chest?
That was probably one of the best experiences of my life, just to represent the country, basically. I don't think any player could ask for much more than to do that. Not many people get that opportunity. And every person that I've ever talked to that got to do that said it was the greatest thing that they've ever done.
We were talking a bit before this interview, and you were talking about how you went down to Florida with Team USA and actually played against Team Canada. What was it like playing against other 18-year-olds that aren't from the U.S.? Because that was probably the first time you ever did.
It was definitely an experience. I think we played against last name Naylor, who is actually in the bigs now, I believe, for the Guardians.
That's Josh Naylor, right?
Yes, Josh Naylor. That was definitely really cool, because I got to see basically pro ball guys already. And I didn't get to talk to them as much as I would have liked to, but just the competition was insane, and it was just a great time.
What was your biggest takeaway from those two big marquee events for high school baseball players?
My biggest takeaway was that the people that are the most committed basically do the best. The people that put in the most and are just dedicated to the game are going to succeed more than the people that aren't as dedicated, basically.
Well, Davis, thanks so much for joining us. Best luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. Dax Fighters take on the Growlers at 6:35.